Guys, I used to preach from an iPad, and then I got older, and I couldn't see the iPad, and so now I bring my computer with me, so it's large font, and some of you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, and others of you are like, oh, I get that. I met many of you last night. My name is Josh, and I brought the Reynolds girls with me. Interesting thing about bringing the Reynolds girls is they're sisters, and they fight a lot. And so one of the things, the first story that I want to teach on this morning is a guy named Jacob. And so here's the way that morning sessions will work. There'll be a legit dance party. We were grooving. I wish they gave points because my wife would have been like plus 12 to 13 points from that T-Rex dance party that we all had. So just spy on her. The second thing we'll do is worship a little bit, and you guys sounded awesome. And then the third thing we'll do is I want to set the stage in the mornings for us. Because like I said last night at the campfire, you all are going to be doing the work. And so what I'll do is set the stage so that way you can go do good work. And so here's the question to kick us down the road. Are there any twins in the room today? Yeah? Twin? Any other twins? Okay. Only one of us. All right, so this will directly apply to you. Brothers and sisters, is there any single children in the room today where you do not have a brother or sister? There's only like a couple of us, three or four. Okay, so for the most part, I would say 98% of us are going to be able to identify with the story of Jacob today. Because this is a story about two brothers fighting. Okay, two brothers fighting. I have a little brother. His name is Ben, and he's twice my size. But when we were little, he was not twice my size. I was twice his size. And so my parents were directors at a camp really similar to Fort. It was called Camp Challenge in Indiana, down in a place called Bedford. And so here's what they would do. My parents would call my grandparents, my dad's mom and dad, to come stay at our house out in the country with Jesse, Josh, and Ben. I'm Josh. Ben's my brother. And then my parents would go to Bedford, Indiana, and spend the week as directors. Everybody catch the storyline? So here's the great news. When we were at home, Jesse, Josh, and Ben, specifically Josh, not so much Jesse or Ben, but me, I would totally see what I could get away with. And little brother Ben, who I was twice his size back then, I would just pick on this kid rotten. And then ultimately he would retaliate, and I'd be like, oh, you're going to get it now. Because I would egg him on to the point where he needed to be really put into his place, because I was not a good big brother back then. And so this one week in particular, when my parents were gone, and it was just my grandparents, I gave Ben the old, you're going to get it now, sucker, speech. And he ran, and he climbed a tree. And I call that a sitting duck, because I then went and got my BB gun, and I looked at him in the tree, and I was like, target practice. And I shot the kid right in the rear multiple times, and I got in trouble for that when my parents came home. This is the storyline, kind of Jacob and Esau that we're going to read this morning, minus the BB gun. Oh, man. Here it comes. So here's the story. Genesis. There's a gal in the book of Genesis who was pregnant, and she could feel the babies wrestling inside her belly. The Bible says that this woman who was prego could feel the two brothers just churning and fighting inside her belly. And so she did what any good mom would do. She prayed. Listen to this. Here's what God tells her. He said, two nations are in your womb, in your stomach, and two peoples from in you, when they come out, will be separated. One will be stronger than the other. And here's the kicker of this prophecy. The older will serve the younger. So in your belly, wrestling right now, are two kids, And when they come out, they're going to divide into two nations. And the older one is going to serve the younger one. The very next verse. We got up on the screen. Esau comes out and he was red and hairy. It says that in the Bible. I'll read it out loud for you. The first to come out was red. His whole body was like a hairy garment. So they named him Esau. That is awesome. After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel. So he was named Jake. All right. Just so we have the stage set for your small group time, who's the older one? Esau, right? Let's call him Harry, because that's hilarious. Because Harry's a real name, but he was really hairy, and so, all right, we can call him Esau. That would be more clear. Who's the younger one? Jake. Good, Jake. Anybody named Jake in here? Oh, yes. Two, three Jakes. Wow, my gosh. All right, you're in this story. The question is, what does the prophecy say? What does the prophecy say? Yeah, go ahead and break it down for me. Give me names. Yeah, Esau will serve Jacob. And those are fighting words in the Bible. Those are fighting words for brothers, if one is over the other brother. I mean, those are fighting just for itself. I mean, BB gun, your mind, sucker, sitting duck. But in the Bible, that's a huge, huge, huge deal. Because it meant that all the inheritance, all the land, all the money, all the privilege, all the power is not going to go to the older guy. It's going to go to the other brother. Keep reading along. Fast forward to Genesis chapter 27. Dad is about to kick the bucket. Y'all know what kick the bucket means?
Die.
Good. Here's what Genesis 27 says. Sound effects, I know. Dad is blind on his deathbed. His name is Isaac. And he can't see very well. And he says, go Esau, you older child. I'm about to give you my blessing. I'm about to give you the power, the inheritance. And in the meantime, Jacob went out and killed a goat and then put the skin of the goat on his arm. So he was really what?
Hairy.
Why? Because Harry was hairy, right? So they named him Harry. Good. And then blind dad says, are you really my son? Look at what Jacob says. Those are Jacob's words in the box. Here's what you don't know and what I didn't tell you. In the story of Genesis chapter 25, when Jacob came out of the womb grabbing Esau's heel, they named him Jacob, which means heel grabber, which implies liar, deceiver. And so now here we are two chapters later. He's not a baby anymore. He's a man. And his dad is about ready to pass on the power into his family. And what does Jacob do? Are you Esau? And Jacob says, I am. What does Jacob do? He lies. He deceives. He is true to his name. That's the storyline. And how do you feel like Esau felt at this point? How did Esau feel whenever Jacob lied and said, I'm Esau? How did Esau feel? With words? Yeah, mad, thank you. How mad was he? Furious, good, that's a good word. How mad, what would be the action step do you think Esau would have wanted to take? Yeah, kill the guy. I'm gonna get you, sucker. So here's what Jacob does. He took the power, the blessing. He lied. He took that power and blessing, and then he ran. He got out of Dodge for 20 years. He left home for 20 years because that's how long it took for Esau to cool down. And that's the setting where your small group will start. Jacob is on his way home in your small group times. You know that there's two main characters, Jacob and Esau. The younger has stolen power over the older, but that also fulfilled the prophecy that God had said. And here's the one more detail that I want to give you before you guys walk into your small group time together. Is that Esau, who lives at home, is sending out a welcoming party with 400 soldiers to come and greet Jacob home. That's the storyline that you guys are going to pick up. Because here's the walkout. Go one more slide for me. Here's the walkout of today. We're calling this first session WrestleMania 1. Because in the Bible, over and over and over, and this week, over and over and over, we're going to watch God meet people wherever they are. And so you guys are going to do that work today in your small groups. All right? I will pray for you right now out loud, and then you're going to meet up with your cabin leaders, and you're going to go find your space, and you're going to put yourself in this story, and your cabin leaders will take you through it. Let's pray. God, as we learn these details, as we hear these stories, that it might be familiar, it might be brand new. So God, I pray right now that your word, the place where we see you at work in Scripture, I pray that your word comes alive. I pray that over this room, we can get a sense of what the experience is like. But not only that, we can experience what people feel. But not only that, we experience what they can hear. God, because we want to hear you in your word today. And so I ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.